Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now I'm out and about again this week. I'm at a new development in Dublin too called Wilton Park, which has become both the home and the starting point of a new adventure for one of Ireland's best chefs, and he's Mark Moriarty. And he's here at the door to greet me.
I'm opening the door.
I'm very good, Bobby. Look, I'm opening the door there for you as if you're a guest going to come to our studio in a minute.
And I only went to the wrong place, but I found you eventually, so I'm here now. So, all good.
Very good. We've been working on the air code, so we have it up now, thankfully, on Google Maps, and it brings you right to our front door. And people are a little thrown by the front door here because it's basically, as the door closes behind us, an entrance to an art gallery. So my work, what I've done through everything is obviously worked in fine dining restaurants, and then we added the TV, we added the podcast, we added the cookbooks, and there's a certain artistry to being a chef, so we tried to tie that all together in sort of one HQ, which is Mark Moriarty Studio. Studio being the key word that ties together what we're going to walk through here now, which is an art gallery, a kitchen space and all that.
I'm excited, let's go.
Let's go.
Alright, now, has this been long in the making, Mark? Because I noticed all the development here on Wilton Terrace, you know, you've got a lot of the cool tech companies and all here. How important is it for you to be in the middle of all that?
Well, from a business perspective, as a chef in a restaurant, I have an absolutely ideal location here in the heart of Dublin too. This studio is a partnership with Wilton Park and iPut Real Estate, who are trying to, or I think what you'll see walking in here, they've created a beautiful new area of the city right in the middle of Dublin too. They've got the park out the front. Yeah. And then in terms of our neighbours, we've got the likes of Stripe across the road, EY above us here, and LinkedIn down the way. And I'm the first of lots of really cool hospitality venues that are coming in here. So Scale Bakery will be starting soon in a couple of months. Now, the guys in Scale are really good. I went to college with them. Yeah. and I sort of have worked with Wilton Park and iPut to get the best people, because what they wanted was they have an unbelievable neighbourhood, beautiful buildings, great people here in terms of offices, and they wanted hospitality and restaurants that would actually match.
Okay.
To tie it all together. So
let's keep going. We're going down the stairs here. It's I smell varnish, I smell paint.
So you can describe what you see now.
Now we're in the art gallery, so some lovely pieces of art here on the wall, beautiful. The floor is that wonderful sort of painted or brushed concrete. You've got, I suppose, very, very contemporary pieces of art. Nice, very nice. So this is all part of who will be down in the art gallery, or how will that work?
So you walk through the art gallery here, and it almost feels like you're stepping down the steps into sort of New York. You're stepping away from the Wilton Park Lad Lane outside. It comes down into nice air conditioning. The art here is curated by Niall Gaffney, who's the chief executive of iPut, in conjunction with the RHA. And what we actually have here we have artists in residence. So behind this wall, we have three artists. We have Bassam, we have Aoife, and we have Siobhan O'Callaghan, who are actually working here in residence, invited by Wilton Park, and then they display some of their work in the art gallery. And I'm very fortunate that my guests get to come through. We get to tell them a little bit of a story about who the artists are, and they get to see some beautiful art before they enter.
Very nice, and lovely pieces they are too. Beautiful colour on the plain white walls. Now I think I smell food. I also smell paint and things. Mark Moriarty's studio, we're here.
So we're at the front door. We're at the front door, and I'm here with Bobby. And what we're going to do is we're going to open the front door. Now, the builders are leaving this evening. Like any restaurant, it's usually as the first guest is walking in, the last tile is going down. But we're nearly there. So when you come here for your dinner on a Friday night, I'm going to walk you down to here. I'm going to open this door into the secret hallway to the speakeasy restaurant at the back, and my GM will be there to greet you.
Let's go. Okay. Oh, this is very nice. Yes, brand new, spanking new. Lovely parquet floor there. Yep. Oh, nice.
So, lovely little entrance lobby. Basically, what happens here is you come to the end of the hallway and you go, why am I here? And we open the secret door. It's all painted in the nice green and gold Kerry colours. And then when you walk in, you step into the studio. So it almost looks like a private home. Yeah. But we've put a restaurant in it. So we have a beautiful counter with mahogany polished wood on top. So we've got 12 seats around our kitchen counter. In here, we've got our dinner table that seats between 4 and 5 with some beautiful artwork on the wall. Then we have the snug over in the corner. That'll seat 3 or 4. Nice artwork there. And then behind us, we have our breakaway areas. This is like your living room. So we've got lovely, soft little seats you can sit back into, have a glass of wine, maybe an Irish coffee at the end. And then all along the side, we have what looks like a home kitchen with our Miele appliances. We've got a secret fridge. We've got our bar area, our wine integrated.
Nice.
And you can actually see we have an open kitchen. So we cook in front of you. I'm there. I'm explaining to the guests what we're actually cooking as we serve it. And then on top of that, I finally now have a home that we can film our podcast on the counter, and we can actually film our TV show, because the open kitchen is not only designed to be a restaurant, but designed to be a sort of home TV studio for our TV shows.
And Mark, the thinking behind it, obviously there's private dining, you're going to open Monday to Thursday for private clients, Friday then open to the public, 2 sittings. Is part of the thinking behind this that, you know, that you don't have to work 100 hours a week in hospitality, that maybe that there's a way of doing it where you can have a light out, life outside it? And we both know how difficult it has been to both attract and retain employees in hospitality. Is this a fight against that?
I think the last thing you said there was the key phrase. It's trying to retain staff. So I've no problem working 100 hours a week myself. I'm self-employed. That's part of the gig. I love working. But if I want to have a consistent and sustainable business for the next 15 to 20 years, as well as my TV and all that, I need to have really good people around me that can work with me.
Yeah.
And that's why I've tried to do this model. So we're Monday to Friday model. We have a small team. There's only 6 of us, highly experienced. They get paid well. And what we're doing is that private dining model. So we have lunch and dinner. So from a corporate perspective, they book in, they take over the whole space. We cook for them, we tailor the experience. If it's events for brands, they can take over the space. We've got projection and all that. And then we have our public on a Friday night, so people can still buy in and pay for the menu to book in for our Friday night.
And how many people can you actually see, say, for private dining on Monday to Thursday? What's the capacity?
We can do up to 24 seated, or we can do up to 35 in a standing capacity.
Nice.
The magic number is 20. Basically, we have a long table in the middle here. The kitchen is open. And when you take over the space, the whole space is yours. It's not like you go into a private dining room in a restaurant with other people. You can basically take over the whole space for the whole evening. You can have presentations, you can host clients, and within reason we can work with you. If you want a menu that tells a story about your brand or what your company does, we can create the menu and I can serve it to you with a narrative. Just that sort of USP that I have that potentially other places wouldn't.
And again, from a business perspective, you've thought about the other arms to your business, the studio, the cookery books, the demos. That all fits kind of neatly into this as kind of arms of commercial arms that will make sense collectively.
That's the thing I have that I've built over the last 10 years that potentially gives me an edge of just opening a traditional restaurant is we can film our podcast in here. We can film our TV show. The cookbook will be photographed in here. If we need to host an event for one of the brands that I work with as a brand ambassador now, we don't have to outsource that. We can do it in here. And all the while, everything's done to a really high degree. I think hopefully you'll agree what you see here is beautiful and it's intimate. But it's unlike anything in Ireland. I can't think of anywhere else in the world where you have essentially a TV chef opens a venue like this. Jamie Oliver has a HQ in London, which is a bit more commercial for his food. But I'm hoping to be the TV chef that also has the really well-renowned fine dining restaurant on top.
Now, my timing isn't great because I've arrived about a week early, but let's have a look at the kitchen because I'm always interested to see what's under the bonnet here. But and as I say, I know there's lads working here. I don't want to get in the way. But
so welcome to our kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice.
The guys are clearly having a meeting here.
There's a meeting here.
Sorry
for interrupting the meeting, lads.
Everyone act normal. Bobby Kerr is here from News Talk.
Yeah.
So just to describe what Bobby's seeing here is we've actually come in behind the counter. We have our full kitchen that is a blend of a professional restaurant kitchen. We have beautiful Miele appliances from home. Lovely induction top.
Nice.
And the whole idea here is we've designed it that you can actually see everything. So you can see what we're doing. We'll be cooking the meat. We'll be talking to you about where it comes from, how we cook it. Then we'll be showing you how we carve it. Then we'll be showing you how we plate it. And then we'll be serving it to you. So you get the full experience from start to finish.
And again, a kind of a galley layout, which is kind of nice. Because it's tight. You don't want it to be too big. You don't want to walk too far. Everything is in arm's reach.
And also from a business perspective, yeah. The more space you have, the more staff you have to put in right. It, and they're the ones that cost the money. So Everything here is designed to be super efficient, and that's why the sort of the business model of the corporates and the restaurant piece is key, because when we have people doing private takeovers, we know exactly how much food we need to order, we know exactly how many staff we need to have, we know exactly how much wine we have to have. And it means I can reduce all the waste. Trying to cut all, even the 0.5% here and the 1% there makes such a difference at the end of the year. And hopefully now I've built the brand and the business over the last 10 years. And this is going to be its home. This is Mark Murray's studio. It's a HQ for everything. And you can, suppose, going back to the unique piece, you can come eat a beautiful 7-course meal on a Friday night or have your corporate dinner and your private event in a TV studio. I don't know where else you can kind of do that.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Mark Moriarty opening soon up here in Wilton Terrace. Well worth the visit, and I'll be back when the builders are gone. I'm going to come back
and I'll have the good wine ready to go for you.
Mark, thanks for showing us around and every success with it. Great to see you doing new things and great to see you striving on, because this is going to be good.
Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate the support.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.